Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here on Audio Boo. Over the past week or so, I've been listening to audio, particular audio, from likes of Jeff Thompson, Albert H, and this afternoon to Joe De Niro, who's the Rock Shop DJ. You wouldn't believe that when I parked up here a couple of minutes ago, there wasn't a car in sight. There's a fleet of cars there. Anyway, listening in particular, they were talking about fitness regimes, and what they were doing in their lives to get fit, keep fit. And I was listening to Joe's there, and what stimulated me to say something was when Joe was talking about how he at one point realised, though he's a big guy, he had to do something about his weight because he was a way up at, 275 pounds or something. And how that inspired him really to do something. He had to do something about it before he got it. I think Joe's 47 now, you see. And that's exactly what happened to me. I was probably in my late 30s at the time. And I had a young family. I can't remember if we had two or three at that time. If I sat down and worked out the maths, I could tell you exactly. No matter. I was bowling along through life. We had, my work was good, wages were good. And wouldn't say always well with the world, but pretty much we had a good family life. And what happened was that I knew it was a bit overweight. Well, maybe I should rephrase that. I knew I was a bit overweight. but we had been invited to a christening function. It was a good friend of ours, wee eck, Alexander. It was our first child. And him and Francis were having a wee bash in one of the places in the town, and they invited us up to the christening and then to the reception tea afterwards. And of course, so we duly went, and it was a great event. His family were all there, we were there with our kiddies, and it was a lovely service, of course. Then up to the reception place, I remember it was a particular pub in the town, no longer there, and we were having the reception up there. So up there having fun, I can't remember whether it was a buffet or a set meal or something, but whatever we had it, and drinks, and at that time I did like a drink. I wouldn't say I was a guzzler by that time, I was beginning to settle down, but it wasn't the drink, it wasn't the food. At one point, Alec, or Ek, I should say, because that's how we knew him best, is Ek. Ek came over and with the Wayne and said, "Do you want to hold the Wayne and get a photograph of you and Mary with the Wayne?" I said, "Fantastic, yeah, go for it, right." So we stood, posed, the babby was put in my wife's arms. Wouldn't trust it to me, of course. And we posed for two or three photographs. It was all great. A couple of weeks later, the knock came to the door, and it was Eric and Francis and the baby with photographs from, copies of the photographs from the event. And they weren't staying, so they just popped in for a minute, says, "We'll give you a chance to look through and then let us know what you think. If you want to get any duplicates, we'll do them for you." Said, "Fantastic." So off they went. We sat down and looked through these photographs, of course, of the christening. Oh, and they were the ohs and the ahs. You know how you do it. "Oh, yeah, remember that. Oh, yeah, oh, that was great. Oh, look at Joanne with her hair and her hat." And all these kind of things was going on. Then came a picture. This picture was of myself, my wife, lifted her up to the nines, as it were. I was standing with her. A long-sleeved blue shirt. I can remember that shirt well. It was one of my favourites. It was a lovely material. I can't remember what you called the material, but it was a lovely shirt to wear. So comfortable in your body. And I had my tie, my coloured tie on. And this, my wife handed me this picture. And she said to me, "Well, look, there's the one with us in the way." And she handed me this picture, and I looked in. She says, isn't the wind beautiful? I couldn't see the wind, and I couldn't see my wife. Oh yeah, they were there, okay. But I saw this repugnant, bow-faced, fat pig. Now, that might sound severe, but that's exactly what I thought to myself at the time. What a fat pig. Look at you. I couldn't even see. It was like what they do with the movies where they blur out everything else and the focus is on one particular person. And this was on me. Everything else in that picture was blurred. And all I could see was this red ball-faced, as we say, ball-faced, fat, the gut sticking out. So much so that the tie came down from my neck, down the top of my chest, and then went out. Not quite horizontal, but not far off it. And spilled down the front of this big belly. And I looked at the belt of my trousers. I couldn't see the belt because it was pulled in and the big gut was hanging over me. Over that point. And I thought, oh, you fat pig. That one picture, which I have kept to this day, I don't have it hanging up anywhere, but I know where it is. From that day forward, I made a vow. As strong as that, I will lose weight, I will diet, I will give up everything that I can give to get down to the man I used to be just even a few years ago. And I did. It was a long, hard struggle. But I was so determined to get my weight down and be fit again. And I have been that ever since. Every winter, of course, my weight floats up a wee bit. And I get it back down this summer. Currently, I'm 5'6½. At half inch is important, of course. And I'm 142 pounds. And I've been that way for quite a wee while now, maintaining that, since the winter anyway, maintaining that 140, 143, I'm currently 142 pounds. And I need to lose a couple of pounds, I know that. I can always tell now, and that's the advantage. When you are fairly trim, it's easy to tell when you have put on 2 or 3 pounds. When you are pretty fat, and that's just being blunt about it, it's difficult to tell when you've put in another 2 or 3 pounds. It just doesn't seem to disappear in amongst the mass, the bulk, the weight. And as I said, it was a hard battle at the time. But it was that one photograph out of everything else in my life. My old boss that I used to meet, this is going back quite a bit, used to meet me, and no matter when he met me, the first thing he said to me is, "By jinx, sir, you're putting the weight on." And he said that to me even when I was trim. But even all that made no difference to me. But this one photograph, this one particular photograph, shocked me so much. I couldn't believe it was me, actually. I was kind of, you know, in that phase where I know it's me, but is it really me? Is that how I look to other people? Yeah, I did. So, off came the weight. I exercised, I dieted. I never went to a gym. I've never went to a gym in my life. But I got back into cycling because I was a keen cyclist when I was a young man. I was never a runner, so I never run really, but I did everything else that I could do to get amongst healthy eating, of course, and get my weight down. And so I've been that pretty much the same way ever since. I put on a few pounds in the winter, as I said, but other than that, and I feel great at this weight. You know, I am what I should be. Actually, I should be a wee bit lighter. When I got married, obviously I was the same height, but when I got married, I was 9 stone 5 pounds, would you believe? I can remember that way. I suppose a lot of people can remember that when they first got married. I don't know. I've heard guys that I know saying that to me. They knew the exact weight when they first got. I don't know why. Why did we do that? Why would we? You know, what the hell's going on with this bloody phone? Stop tweeting, you buggers. I'll turn the volume down. It's less than 9 minutes. Why is it we remember that particular? Anyway, doesn't matter. 9 stone 5. I'll never get back to 9 stone 5. I've no wish to get back to 9 stone 5. I'm fairly happy at this weight, and if I can keep this, maintain this for the rest of my days, I'll be quite happy. But that's what shocked me. Like Joe De Niro said, something one day just hit him, and bam, you got to do this. You've got to sort this out now. And that's what happened to me. So there you go. A big, fat, ball-faced pig. That's how I describe myself from that photograph, whenever I see it. Now, all things being well, there should be another train going the other way just about now. If the time's all right. It may not be. But anyway, so there you go. How I got the inspiration to get the weight away and to get fit again. Yes. Thanks, Joe. You did inspire me for the audio. And that photograph, my God, I can see it now. I've got the vision of it just now. With that tie almost horizontal across the across the belly. Oh my God, the gut. Anyway, thanks for listening. Cheery bye for now. Still waiting on that train. I guess it got held up. Or that one's early. Who cares? Not I.